celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years.
So bring your good times and your laughter too.
We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time, yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate, come on now.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right.
Come on.
Radio Rex.
The official podcast of SonicRex.com.
Hello! It's me, AUK, and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux, the only show called Radio Redux on the Sunday on SSR, hosted by me. And, yeah. So how are you? How are you? You were just listening to, right at the very beginning, Cool and the Gang with Celebration. And then you had, from Sonic Advance, the Moon Zone theme. And following that, we had Freedom Fighter Victory Theme number 1 from Saturn. Because I am in a very happy mood today. Why? Well, you should have been paying attention to Sonic Rex. And basically, I would have... it would have been painfully obvious. But to cut a long story short... basically after an age, a very, very expensive age, and just mental cruelty on several levels, I'm pleased to say that Echo Hawk has got her visa application A-OK'd. They said yes, and it should be on her way to, on its way to her now, frankly. And in a couple of weeks, so from May the 30th, we think it is, she'll be here and living with me, which is, you know, oh god, awesome, wow, this is exactly what we've been working for towards for however hideous length of time it's been. And yeah, so I'm in the mood for a bit of a celebration. There we go. So, that took me by surprise a bit. It was actually a screw cap, but oh well. BJ said I wasn't celebrating enough. So I have here a quarter bottle of Masmeralda Cava Brut Champagne, which is a product of Spain, apparently enough. So, basically, I'm now going to drink some of this. So yeah, I've upgraded. So that's my. So I'm having some. So I'm going to drink. I'm drinking some champagne today as I do the show. So I'll be completely and utterly just hyper by the end of it. I was hyper the other day when I found out. Let's get down to business. So who is in the chat room? Well, we have. Vija, Earthart, Turbo, Toggy, Stafe, Spondy, SJSSF, ShredFox04, Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, Orisama, who is somebody new, Miles Prowl, LogoCast, Fly Fox, Echo Hawk is in there, so I better watch myself. D'Artagnan, Crimson Hedgie, Blitzchris, Biafra, AUK, he's on SSR, MK, LSNK, Joshu, and Bot Chan, who is the evil twin brother of Chan Bot. I always sound like a fam girl scream, which may suggest that Orisama is someone else. We shall see. Orisama is listening in, fantastic. So, yeah. Been quite a crazy week, really. After all that, lots now needs doing. I was going. Now everyone's just going fangirl scream. Ah! Oh dear! Isn't it good? Everyone does a fangirl scream. One, two, three. Ah! There we go. Ah, Sam. Okay, so yeah, it's been quite crazy. I'm putting together touches to getting the SOS location finalised still, and it's looking good. SOS or rather the Sega legal team. I need to speak to them Monday, but everything is, you know, going well. So, somewhat well. I have obligations. This is now going to be... the more I look at, the less fun SOS is going to be for me this year. But hey, it's not whether or not I have fun. I didn't exactly have fun in the last one. So, oh no, I've deafened everyone now. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so it should be all fun now. And of course, we'll have an extra member of staff now, because I'm roping in that girl of mine to take part and do stuff. Everyone's girlfriend / fiance is being roped in this time to do stuff. So that's going to be pretty good. It's like extra members of staff that wasn't there before, although there was one there last time. So yes, I'll be going through the question marks. Effort goes, I demand you share your workload. These are things I can't let you guys do. Sorry, Earthart, seriously, man, it's like Sega legal stuff, and you wouldn't get anywhere near that. So it's all very good. So feel pity for Earthart, by the way, kiddies, because he's had a bit of a bad throat recently, and he's got a bit of a cough. So everyone, send him your love and strepsils, and basically, just in general, have greatness. Ori Sama says there's a children here, which I suppose is like saying there's a Vulpa here, but not necessarily. Anyway, so we've got lots of stuff to talk about today, none of which I'm going to bother with. With Echo coming over, I've come to the conclusion this is a fantastic time. And with my loving bride-to-be's consent as well, I thought it'd be a fantastic time for me to spend a piece of money on some comics. Basically, I want to fill up the gaps, because you can't get most of the comics over in the UK, but you can get them in the US. So what a better way of, you know, saving some postage in that regard, then, you know, get my wonderful fiance to bring them over with her as a sort of extra treat / bonus. I hope she realizes that she does actually will be doing the shows with me, or at least a large chunk of them she'll be doing with me. I hope she does realize. Vija asks, can I get in on this comic haul? I'm not sure, Vija, because in all honesty, I'm getting quite a lot. No! She needs to bring her life over. Absolutely no. No, not at all, not in the slightest. So, basically. Oh man. Yeah, so, actually, I bought my first Sonic the Comic issue. It's somewhat odd that I don't own a single issue of Sonic the Comic, and I do mean literally at all. I bought my first one the other day on eBay, this afternoon. Dear, that's caught my throat, that champagne. So I bought my first one issue over in earlier in the day, and it's issue number 50. Awesome source. But I've now found somebody in America who does like quite a lot of the early Archies, does like all the ones I'm missing from last couple of years, so I'm hopefully going to sort of fill in the gaps from like 170 to 190 or something. But they also do the Knuckles comics, and as soon as I found that, I just sort of slumped a bit, because it was just like, I find someone who does the Knuckles comics, I could so easily just buy the entire series here, but I can't. So I'm going to sort of pick and choose ones. But I'm looking forward to getting a chance to finally get into the Sonic, the Fleetways, which makes more sense, bearing in mind that obviously, hopefully one, two, or possibly more people from Fleetway might be attending the Summer of Sonic. Stop throwing strepsils around in the chat room, or I will get out a terrifying implement of torture called, I don't know, something or the other. I'll set echo on you. Yeah. She turns nasty, you know, on a sixpence. And if she doesn't have a sixpence, oh boy, are you in trouble. Anyway, so what to do? Well, I always wanted to say my name again. Vija, the issue numbers that you just sent me, I may have some duplicates. I will trade you for that free comic book day issue, whatever it is you're going to send me to me, if I have them. So, we're going to have some more music now, I think. And for reasons nothing to do with anything really at all, we're going to have some Depeche Mode. And we're going to have Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode. And that's going to be followed up in a short space of time by, what can we have? Whoops, I can't get out of this thing. What can we have? We're going to have Chaos Jam from the Virtual Sonic album. And we're going to have a little quick one, maybe. Something good. Ooh, what can we have? This is something a bit old school. So we'll have a volcanic tunnel from Tales Adventure. So we'll have Depeche Mode, Volcanic Tunnel from Tales Adventure, and then Howard Drossen, Virtual Sonic Chaos Jam. Well, those are coming up for you next. Afterwards, we'll be going through the wondrousness. I thought it was Calibrecrest Studio. Was that Depeche Mode, is that? Was it supposed to be Studio? I don't know. I haven't got that much Depeche Mode, actually. I was rather surprised. So you can't. No, I'm sorry. Let's see. There's certain children appearing on TV. Is that Mini T, then? What's going on? Okay, who is Orizaba? I don't know. Stop. Oh, I don't care. If it's T-Bird, it's T-Bird. Whatever. Right. For God's sake. Stop. Right. Okay. Yes, I'm going to go with those three and have done with it. And I will see you after the break. Here's Depeche Mode. Hang on a second. I've just realised something. Vija's telling me that he's missing Sonic X comics, which means that he lied on one of his own comics. That he had the entire Sonic X series and it was sort of being put in his loft space. So, Emerald Coast lies to you, kiddies. Oh yes. They lie. And lie.
I'm
And we're back. Right, so I hope you're doing okay. All sorts of stuff going down. VJ, it'd probably be easier actually if I just gave you the shop that I'm using on eBay, and then you can just get basically all of them in one big lump. That'd probably be a good thing. And you can just get sort of one hit on the postage, and they seem pretty good. And yeah, sweet. You just get them all sorted. I'm pretty sure you can get most of the ones there sorted, actually, on your little list. Maybe not the early ones, but quite a lot of the other ones. T-Bird has just joined. The chat room. Who is this? Why am I being sent something weird? There we go. Who is that? Who is it? Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of glompage going on today. It's most unyieldy. I don't know. Anyway. I don't know what Earth was doing hooking it up to a Pikachu. I don't know what it is that he's hooking up. But it's worrying, whatever the case. It's time for some questions and answers. Answer some questions, some Q&A UK. Mainly due to the fact that we should probably get on with it. You know. Right. Oh, two pages of Q&A UK questions. Okay. So Haruku asks, why is that in Chrono Trigger Frog couldn't use his tongue? I don't know how many times I've not played Chrono Trigger. I know nothing about the series, okay? Absolutely nothing. Why, oh why, do you keep asking me these things, okay? No. I have not seen Chrono Trigger. I have not played it. Stop asking me Chrono Trigger questions. Which of the three hitchhiking ghosts is your favourite? Phineas in brackets Fats, Ezra in brackets Skeleton, or Gus in brackets Prisoner? I don't know! Okay, I do not know! I don't know, man! I don't know! Question 3. Have you ever been to Florida? I can't honestly say that I have not. Question 4. Have you ever been to California? No, I have not. Although, if I ever get a chance to visit SOA, then I'll be able to sort that out. Which Belmont from Castlevania do you prefer? None of them! I don't care about Castlevania. I'm sorry, Tiger, this is a really bad set of questions. Like, no, no, don't know, don't know, don't care. Which Belmont from Castlevania do you prefer? The one with the whip. Question 6, why is it that you like the song Trogdor even though it's from Homestar Runner? I don't like the song Trogdor especially, the variation that they had on Guitar Hero was pretty good. And that was quite fun to play. Question 7, have you ever read the fanfic? This is another, have you ever read the fanfic? Any question that starts, have you ever read the fanfic, is going to end in no. It really is. It really, really is. Have you ever read the fanfic of Mario Goes Disney World? No. Afraid not. Right. If we start this Hedgehog questions next, so half of these are going to be about the character Darkness the Hedgehog, no doubt. If Fox and Sonic were to go one-on-one in combat, who do you think would win? Fox is very let's think of this logically. Fox is very agile. He has technology in his arsenal that can be used. He has a support group that can also be called upon, and a massive spaceship. So versus Sonic, who's just really, really fast and even more athletic. So I would say that admittedly, once Fox is, you know, Fox has got a lot in his bag, but Sonic would. Oh, sorry. Why do I read that as Sonic? Fox or Sonic? No. Oh, no, sorry, I'm reading question three at the same time. Sonic would take Fox. If you were like Bowser, would you use your fire breath on Mario? If I was like Bowser, that would be one of the few things I did, apart from kidnap a princess. Kidnap a princess, go over to Mario and breathe fire on him. Easy peasy. Fox McCloud or Falco Lombardi? That's question three from Darkness the Hedgehog. I would say Fox. Falco tends to operate in that sort of envelope of just hyper arrogant bastard who's very unreliable. In a way, he's somewhat in the same sort of bracket of Sonic where it comes sort of like ego. Fox can be really naive, but I would say that Fox McCloud. Amy Rose or Darkness the Hedgehog in a fight, I'm assuming, as opposed to any other thing. Amy wins with a hammer. Question 5, Sonic or Mario? Do I even have to answer that question? And question 6, Bowser or Mario? Well, that's very simple. Bowser. It's got to be Bowser. Blake Draco asks me a bizarre question. All right. So I didn't get Blake's joke because did your Echo Hawks in another country. And yes, no shizzle, Sherlock. Chaotix asks, seriously, do you get sick of these dumbass questions? Oh, I can't bother to answer that one. Ram the Dragon asks, okay, Montevideo Comic Con today. And so while I'm fooling around with cosplayers and buying overpriced merchandise, what animes did you watch or do watch or mangas that you've read? I've just finished, although nothing to do with Chrono Trigger, I've just finished re-watching Chrono Crusade, and this incredibly heartbreaking ending where the inevitable happens, but all the same. In the end, nobody wins. Like, in the end, nobody wins. Because the good guys and the bad guys just treated the protagonist in exactly the same crappy way. thus resulting in just them having the worst time ever. Other than that, Excel Saga, Rune Soldier, Martian Success in the Desco, Escaflowne, I'm a Goddess. Oh, what else is there? So, Bubblegum Crisis 2040, specifically, which is not linked at all to the Radio Redux theme at all. Oh, crikey, what else was there? I suppose Mysterious Sisters of Gold is sort of semi anime. Not the Ghiblis. Neon Genesis Evangelion as well. I think that's all of them. I think. Ram also says, and what would you say if I got you an Angelus cosplay? How dead would I be? If you got me a long leather jacket, I'll be really happy with you, frankly. Could do with one of those. Oh, crikey, the sky is really nasty out. I'll have to do another music break in a bit and shut myself in. It's looking nasty out. If you got me an Angels cosplay, oof, Echo would probably be over the moon. But there we go. I'm talking humanoid Angels here, not Echidna Angels, which is very, very different. And you'd be as dead as a doornail if it was being hammered in by a really shoddy builder. Join us Sonic Fans asks, what is about losing games that's so entertaining? Well, there's nothing really entertaining about losing games, essentially. Although the thrill of the fight is something that that you know builds up within you, and especially if I don't know, there's something. The thrill of the chase is what I'm talking about here. I mean, you could say many things. I'm not sure. Although, I've got a song here that sort of sums up that whole sort of area, I suppose, in terms of Sonic. We'll just hit this very, very quickly for a one song break, and then we'll head back to the questions. I'm getting a lot of T-Birds are probably getting a lot of questions about where SOS is going to be. I cannot tell you until it's confirmed. I know it's bad in regard to that. It's going to be central London, I can tell you that much. I cannot fully confirm it until we get this stuff sorted. It's a pain in the ass, and I know it is, but unfortunately that's going to have to be the way. I can't hurry it up any more than I am doing at the moment. I'm terribly sorry about that. But hey. Crimson Hedgie asks, what's your favourite Sonic game? Answer only with three words and not using the letter S. In which case, that would be Triple Trouble, matey. Marissa, what the hell are you talking about? Stop. Just stop. Blake is in your Eon deleting your posts, says Earthfart. Good, that's exactly what I should do. General, what's going down? Can't wait for Dread to finish the radio site, another can I, but it's Chris, that'd be awesome. Crimson Hedges, Evangelion rocks, it does indeed. Okay, back to El Cuestiones, which I'm now going to refresh since Blake's been in there apparently deleting them all. Blake Draco asks how it feels now that he lost the game. I don't know, why did you lose the game, Blake Draco? I'm not quite sure. Incidentally, that's for all of you losing the game because of Blake Draco. Please send your complaint send your complaints to the following email address. That would be blake_draco@hotmail.co.uk. That's blake_draco@hotmail.co.uk. You all just lost the game and it's his fault. So, T.A. Black says, seeing as you and Hawker managed to get her visa, do you think they'll be trying for a MasterCard anytime soon? On the basis that until things are sorted, that I'll be paying for both of us, which, you know, is less like, oof. I'll give her a budget or something. I don't know. Question two. Do you agree that Stephen Fry is the undisputed king of Twitter? Yes. Yes, I do. Although the amount of tweets that Robert Llewellyn does makes me believe that he is sort of the jester and schemer in chief to take that from him, and Jonathan Ross as well is just as bad. Question three: I toss a coin 10 times, every time showing a head. My question: what is the probability that I lose the coin down the back of the sofa? I don't know. Perhaps you should toss the sofa 10 times. And then see what the result is as to whether or not that's a yes or a no. Actually, I'll check my magic 8 bottle of champagne. Yeah, hang on a second. And it says paring down the bottle. Ask again later. Okay. We'll ask the quarter bottle of champagne later, whether or not. Question four. Sonic Rex 6.0 seems to be shaping up quite nicely, but what do you think is the hardest thing to do preparing or implementing a website revamp? Implementing it. Because I'm trying to sort of get stuff going on in order to, you know, properly facilitate. I want new stuff, and I want the old. I need to get all the old stuff, and there's a hell of a lot of old stuff that needs doing. So it's all kind of complicated, and so yeah. And plus, it's my own time that it's like I'm working on Sonic, and then I'm coming home, and I'm working on Sonic, and going to bed, and I'm coming up with ideas, and on Sonic, and I'm waking up, I'm going to work. My book on Sonic. it's like, really. Vija asks, rather nicely, if you could choose a role for Mario to play in this new game, similar to the Mario B, etc., what would he be? I would say that Mario Gardner. It goes round with a watering can. That would be awesome. A pair of marigolds on. And a sort of tea towel wrapped round his sort of head in a bandana. That would be awesome. Question two, what's your favourite Pikmin? I'm not sure if we're talking about game here or specific game type. I'd say the good old foot soldier. Is it the red that's a foot soldier? The good old red. Good trusty old red. Was it yellow? I forget. Good old yellow. We'll say yellow. That'll do. Yellow. Fantastic. Question three. Who would you go out with first? Princess Peach or Daisy? I like how you're assuming I'll go out with both of them. I like this question. Now, there's several things we need to weigh up here. Let me interrupt that a second, because the bottle of champagne has come back with an answer. And the answer is that satisfaction is unlikely. So there's your answer for the previous question. Anyway, so you've got to look at this on two ways, because you know there's Peach and Daisy, and they've got their own specific charms. But at the end of the day, there's only one thing that you need to think of with regard to each of them. Number one, that Princess Peach has been kidnapped how many times? Not quite sure. And we're pretty certain that at some point or the other, Bowser has had his way with her. And not only that, it's pretty certain that Mario has had his way with her. So, Princess Peach, we're probably thinking damaged goods, cooks a lot in order to sort of block out the memories of the grotesque, sweaty Italian plumber, and of course the Big Lizard King as well. So there's those. So probably damaged goods. Probably cooks all that those cakes and things as sort of an escapism. But then you've got Princess Peach, so is probably been with everyone and knows it, and damaged goods. And then you've got Daisy. Then you have Daisy. I'm distracted by Blake Drake again. Stop it, Blake. You remember with Daisy? Yeah, Daisy. You know, do you think that Luigi has the balls to make a move properly? I personally don't. That's a good thing in a way. But on the negative side of that, let's take that another way. You'll have to part with every time. It's going to be like 50 First Dates, whatever the film's called. It could be like,
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Shut the fuck up! Seriously! So, what would you guys do? Severely damaged goods as probably being the massive lizard, or, you know, really bad case of repetition. What's the worst? I've got absolutely no idea. Absolutely none. Whatsoever. Question four. Gears of War or Halo? I've never played either of them, and it's not the sort of thing that I care for. Halo's never appealed to me. Gears of War's not really appealed to me. It's on my rental list, so You never know. I dislike Halo for the simple fact that it did the whole, even though I never played it or was interested in the series, I appreciate the music of that a lot more than anything I've heard on Gears of War. But conversely, I know a screw job when I see one when it came to the end of Halo 2. So, you know, it's again another one that I can't really answer. Question 5: what's your favourite Star Trek series? Might surprise you, but Deep Space Nine, actually. I've always quite been sort of slightly more appreciative of the slightly longer overarching story of Deep Space Nine as opposed to some of the other ones. Although I quite enjoy TNG and Voyager as well, but I would say Deep Space Nine. Strata asks some questions. Nice to hear from you, Strata. I hope the Red Ring of Death situation is being solved now. Will you be watching the UEFA Champions League final on May 27th? You're damn right I will be. That could be like the most fantastic week ever, end of the week. So it's like Man U win, Echo comes in. You know. Question 2: someone's sapping your sentry. What are you going to do about it? Change my not worry about it, because I'll change my class to a scout, and then I'll baseball bat all your candy asses. Question 3: as it's about 5 hours till Judgment Day, who do you think is most likely to walk out the PPV as the World Heavyweight Champion, Edge or Jeff Hardy? It's gonna be Edge, because of Mr. Non-Contract. Earthart asks, have I met the spy? Oh wow, is there a new one? Fantastic. No, I have not met the spy. If that's a new vid, then that's awesome! And I will have to watch that pretty soon. In fact, I'll probably do another music break soon, just so I can watch it. What's going on in here? I was asked, so what do you think of the Gumball Eyes meme? I don't know. I love how seriously you can take that question. Fantastic. If I was just realised, that would be a really busy day. And who's... whoops. Any more questions on this effort? Earthart says, don't forget Peach had the Cooper Kid, so we know she's been with Bowser. Yeah, exactly. Oh, shoot. What have I just done? It's... the Gumball Eyes, that's Clumsy's fault, is that Clumsy Orchid's fault? Yes, that's all Clumsy's. Crimson Hedgie asks a question: how is Sega related to the Evangelion movie Death and Rebirth? And so what did they do to connect when the movie being done? Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Evangelion is linked in with Sega, but I think it was merely a finance thing. An awful lot of companies were sort of petitioned in order to get the money, and I think Sega might have been involved in one of the previous Evangelion games, so that might be why Sega is on the Death and Rebirth intro. Start just answering a question for me. But it's Chris asks, anybody's on eBay right now, or I don't know, maybe I am. It's time, though, that we had another music break. Slightly longer show today, nothing wrong with that in the slightest. So, let's have something from... Sonic Team. We're going to have a Try Again for Dynamite Plant from Sonic the Fighters. Then we're going to have from Sonic 3, we're going to have Hydrosity Zone Act 2. And then let's have some... Let's have On the Edge for Eternal Engine. Oh, no, I haven't had that before. Haven't I had that recently? Way to the Base for Sand Ocean instead. There we go. So, Try Again for Dynamite Plant, Hydrosity Zone Act 2, and Way to the Base for Sand Ocean. Those are coming up. I'm going to watch a video, and I'll be back with the remainder of the questions. Any other questions you would like to ask me on anything that's not related to where SOS is going to be, and then we'll round off the show. Okay, guys, here's the music for you. Welcome back. Well, the discussion in the chat room is, what colour should Echo get me to dye my hair? And the answer is brown. Yes, going back then to the questions. Question two, how do you think I should convince more people to buy Engelbaum, violently if possible? Everyone should go out and buy a copy of Engelbaum, which is Trippie's comic, which is incredibly awesome. Let's see if we can sort this out. So I've got a link for people. Get a quiz. Let's see about sort out. Ooh, very posh. Mission site's very posh indeed. Dear, oh dear. Anyway, right. Yeah. So you should all go and buy a copy of Engelbaum. Basically, is what I'm saying to you here, guys. Oh, it's all got very nice background music as well. Yeah, absolutely lovely. Absolutely lovely and not annoying in the slightest. Stop. 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 Thank you. Yes, so what you should do, you need to go... Oops, where is everything? Stadium, there we go. There we go. Everyone should go there, and yes, I would bleach my hair white is probably the only thing that I'd even consider. And still no. So, so let's get that out of the way. This is me answering the rest of Earthheart's questions, by the way. I'm just really trying to find out where the questions have gone now. That's no good. Let's get a refresh. Comfort/board. Feel free to join in Fuel Online, which is the a particularly friendly message board. And right, there we go. What day and time is Turbo Drive Live? That depends upon Turbo. What day and time is Earthheart's Boombox? That's Wednesday, isn't it? Blue Fox asks, are you going to head out to the London MCM next weekend? I was going to, but now I need to sort out the flat. I've got someone coming up. So I was going to the London MCM next weekend, but now unfortunately I can't, and that's sad. Question two, do you hate it when people add questions whilst you're answering them on your show? Not particularly, it doesn't matter that much. Ah, Blue Fox Shadow Stalker 04, I see. You could have just been Shadow Stalker 04, you know. after last week's show, he's drawn me a picture. That's quite nice. I'll show everyone in the chat room if I get a chance. There we go. Bang, and the echidnas are gone. Question four, are you sure you can't get any extra comics from America? Pretty damn sure. Because I'm getting quite a lot. And like I said, my fiancé is moving her entire life over. Like I said, I will tell Vija, who's asked me somewhat thoroughly, the place where I'm getting these from. And then he can sort of do a mass bulk thing, but I'm not going to weigh Echo Hawk down with vast arrays of comics, especially when I'm you know, I'm ordering quite a few anyway. That Meet the Spy trailer is awesome, by the way, Earthheart, and it gets better and better. I only wish they'd spend as much time doing fantastic trailers as they would on updating the Xbox Live version of the game. And I think that's the end of the questions. He says, just refreshing quickly, that post is gone. So, in that case, Fee just says... Crimson Engine says Sega actually reduced the budget for the Evangelion movie as they thought the 45 minutes of it was just reused materials. Well, that's somewhat right. But... Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the show. Unless anyone else has anything they want me to talk about, I don't think they do. So, but yes, bit of a nice show today. I'm off to buy more comics and generally cause a bit of a mess to things. And I'll be back same time next week. With more of the usual stuff, answering more of your questions, and generally causing mischief. We'll have one last piece of music before we go, which I'm going to take from the request thread on Inferior Online. Let's see, what have we got here? Steve the Hedgehog asks for Apocalypse. Prick Orbital Ovum from Hedgehog Heaven. Whatever it is, I'll hunt for it and see if I've got it on there. And I do. It's by Aeolus, and that's going to be your end piece of music for today. So, from myself and the entire staff of Radio Redux, which is myself, I'll say that I've been Archange UK. This has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye bye for now. Turbo Drive Live, Sunday 5 p.m. Earthbuds Boombox, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Be there or be a non-spherical object.